Dawn of the New World by Flip Flop Diva, read by Pen's Nest. Summary. Giles is frustrated and worried. Glory seems unstoppable and Dawn is in horrible danger. But then a package shows up in the magic box and suddenly nothing is what it seems, literally, starting from the fact that there are now two Rupert Giles. Giles stifled a yawn as he watched the others stand up, stretch, gather their things and slowly make their way to the door. The bell overhead chimed as they opened the door and headed out, except for Buffy, who stayed behind and caught his eye, and Dawn, who was waiting for her sister. Buffy turned to Dawn, who yawned unabashedly.
"Dawn, you want to go ahead with Willow and Tara? I'll catch up to you."
Dawn's features narrowed into a sulky glare.
"When am I ever going to be old enough to attend your super-secret Slayer parties?" she grumbled.
But without waiting for an answer, she turned, yanked the door open, and walked out, letting it close loudly behind her. Giles opened his mouth, the words "little sisters" on the tip of his tongue, except she wasn't, was she? Not really. She was something more, something special, something worthy of the protection only he, Buffy, and Joyce could give her. He sighed instead. "We'll figure this out, Buffy," he said. "We'll find a way to stop Glory."
"If there's a way to stop Glory," Buffy said quietly. But then she straightened. "There has to be a way to stop her," she said, though her voice was a little shakier than normal.
"Yes, there has to be," Giles agreed, knowing he should be the one to say something else, something comforting. But not knowing quite what that something was yet, he pulled off his glasses and concentrated on wiping them down with a handkerchief. But the silence could only stretch so long. "Go on home," he said finally. "Get some sleep. Maybe we'll have fresh eyes in the morning."
"Yeah," Buffy said. "Maybe."
But she smiled, and there it was, that flicker of optimism that always hit him directly in his stuffy heart. "See you tomorrow, Giles." And she crossed the magic box, stood on her toes, kissed him softly on the cheek, and then headed to the door. Before pulling it open, though, she paused and pointed. "There's a package here for you," she said, and then she was gone. There was indeed a package for him. It was just inside the door on the floor, a little white box wrapped with red ribbon and a note that clearly said, "For Rupert Giles." "That's odd," Giles mused as he bent down to pick it up. His first instinct was to throw it far away, but there was something about the handwriting that looked so familiar he found himself pulling carefully at the ribbon. It came undone with a slight tug and then floated away from the box and onto the floor. Carefully, he lifted the lid, but he never saw what was inside. A bright glow suddenly emanated from inside the box. Giles yelped and covered his eyes. The box fell to the ground at his feet. For a moment, the light seemed to flow upward, completely covering him, and he felt as though the world was spinning. Trying not to look directly at the box, he kicked out and felt his toe connect with its cardboard sides. It flew through the air and smashed into the wall of the magic box. The light disappeared and the world seemed to straighten. Giles took a moment, blinking, before taking off his glasses to wipe them down. He put them back on and paused, blinked, blinked again. What had happened to the magic box? It was still the magic box. It looked like the magic box, mostly. But there were differences, subtle, but there. It was as though the displays had been changed around, just so, where the candles had been, the urns were now, and the candles were where the pendants had been moments ago. Even the plant by the door had moved 2 feet to the left. And was it his imagination, but were the tables made of slightly darker wood? Giles took his glasses off again and rubbed his eyes. Maybe the light in that box had messed with his head, or his vision, or perhaps he was simply hallucinating.
"Dad, what are you doing out here?"
Giles jerked, shoved his glasses back on, and looked up. "Dawn?" he stuttered. Except it wasn't really Dawn. Or was it? This teenage girl before him looked like the Dawn he knew. But her hair was cut to above her shoulders, and it was at least 3 shades lighter than it had been 5 minutes ago. Also gone were the hideous ripped jeans she had been wearing and the too short t-shirt, replaced now with some sort of sweater dress and a pair of boots he didn't think Dawn would ever purposely own.
"I thought you went to bed," this girl said,
and Giles shook his head. Maybe he had been right about the hallucination. I need to wake up, he started to say, just as the girl narrowed her eyes. You're not my dad, she said, and out of nowhere, or so it seemed, she had a crossbow in her hands and aimed directly between his eyes. Whoa! He held his hands up, palms out, and stumbled backward, forgetting he was so close to the door that he ran into it with his back. Who are you? The girl growled, and now she didn't even sound like the Dawn he knew. I'm Rupert Giles, he said. But even as he heard the words, he knew it was the wrong thing to say. The girl's eyes seemed to narrow even more, and he saw her finger tense on the trigger. I swear to you, I am, he said desperately. But I think I must be hallucinating, or dreaming, or... And then it clicked. The stories he had read from people over the centuries, the ones compiled in his books, people who had woken up in other dimensions, some so similar to their own, and some completely different. Or... an alternate dimension, he finished awkwardly, and closed his eyes, waiting for this Dawn to hit the trigger to end it all right here. Dawn, a new voice, his voice, filled the air, followed by, who the bloody hell are you? Giles opened his eyes to stare at what he already expected to find, a different version of himself, perhaps clad in a leather suit or a sweater of his own, but instead he saw a man who could be his identical twin, except with a looser tie, mussier hair, and a slightly thinner frame to his glasses. He says he's you, Dawn replied before he could. Something about an alternate dimension. An alternate dimension, you say? The other Giles pulled off his glasses and wiped them down, the same way Giles himself always did when he needed a better look at things. This Giles came closer, staring at Giles from head to toe. It was incredibly unnerving. But he managed to stay still. He didn't want to give these people any reason to distrust him or kill him, especially if he was right. But it made sense, didn't it? The light and the spinning, a portal of some kind, perhaps, and a world that was so much like his own. But yet there were obviously differences, especially with Dawn. I believe so, Giles managed to get out as the other Giles kept up his inspection of him. Was he really as intense as this version of him was? He might have to apologize to everyone in his life who had ever looked at too closely. I was in the magic box, my magic box, and saw a package when I opened it. You opened a package that you didn't know where or from whom it came? Other Giles asked. I realize in hindsight that it was a rather foolish decision. I should say so, Other Giles exclaimed. Do you not have any training in your dimension? Giles felt himself grow a bit defensive. I assure you I have completed quite the amount of training, he said. It was just a small lapse in judgment after a hard night. A small lapse, Other Giles exclaimed. It's bloody stupid. It's been a hard night, Giles couldn't help saying. Glory is still out there and we have no idea how to stop her. Glory? It was Dawn who interrupted him. She had lowered the crossbow to her side and didn't seem to be as eager to kill him as she had a few minutes ago.
Glory, the new demon with the curly blonde hair, who is perky as anything?
Giles frowned. Yes, that sounds like her. You have a Glory here. Unfortunately so, Other Giles said. We haven't quite sorted out what she wants yet, just that she seems to be incredibly powerful. Way stronger than other demons, Dawn added helpfully. Yes, well, Giles paused, wondering if things were different in this reality. But even if they were, would it hurt to mention it? Glory in our world isn't a demon, you see. She's not, Dawn said. She's a god, Giles said. Oh, bloody hell, Other Giles exclaimed as Dawn said, Well, damn, that explains the crazy super strength. You've met her, Giles said now to Dawn. Of course, on patrol. You patrol? Dawn's eyebrow crept upwards. Yes, she said. With the Slayer, of course. Giles nodded. Of course, he said. That made more sense. Is your Slayer Buffy? Both Dawn and Giles nodded. Is Buffy your Slayer? Dawn asked. Yes, Giles said, but your sister doesn't let you patrol in my world. My what? Dawn blinked at him. Giles frowned. Other Giles frowned too. The Slayer is Dawn's sister? Other Giles asked. Giles looked at him, then at Dawn. Then back to Other Giles. The two of them, in the magic box, apparently alone. Dad, she had said when she first appeared. Giles sucked in a breath. Dawn is your daughter, he said to other Giles. Yes, of course, other Giles said instantly. You have two daughters, then? I don't have any daughters, Giles said. Or children, for that matter. I'm so confused, Dawn said. The me in your world is the Slayer's sister, but not your daughter? That is correct, Giles said. That's so weird, Dawn said. I wonder why that would be. Giles glanced at other Giles to see if the man would reveal anything, but he was just shaking his head and wiping his own glasses with his handkerchief. We don't really know how alternate universes work, other Giles said, as he finished and placed his glasses back on his face. But any small difference can have repercussions that are far beyond what we might anticipate. He looked over at Giles. I suppose the main problem at the moment is how to send you back. We can't very well have two of us in this dimension. That would be quite confusing, Giles said. And I would like to return home. We have a hell goddess to defeat. And, he thought, but didn't say, his own Dawn to protect. Yes, yes, other Giles said. It's quite late, though, so perhaps you would like to come home with Dawn and me? We could have a spot of tea, get some shut-eye, and sort this whole thing out in the morning. Yes, Giles said, not bothering to mention he really had no other option at the moment, despite how desperate he was to get home. That seems a good plan. Oh, cool, Dawn said, looking between the two Gileses. This could be fun. You can tell me all about my life as the Slayer's sister. I've always wanted a sister. She pointed at other Giles. Dad says no, but it would be so fun. I just know it. The other Giles' house looked nothing like the house Giles himself lived in, except for the fact that the structure was the same. Otherwise, the furniture and the decor, and just the general state of the home itself, screamed life with a teenage girl. Giles found himself staring at a wall just past the front door that was covered with photos. The oldest ones featured other Giles holding a very small baby girl cradled in his arms. The newest one looked as though it was taken just a few months prior, with Dawn and her short hairdo standing with her arms around her father. The others were somewhere in between, Giles teaching Dawn to ride a bike, Dawn on her first day of school at Sunnydale Elementary, Dawn as a toddler playing with other Giles's ancient weapons in the school library, Dawn and other Giles dressed in formal wear at what looked like a wedding, Dawn and other Giles in various places throughout England, all of them with Dawn of various ages. She's a remarkable girl, came a voice beside him. Giles turned to see other Giles smile softly at the wall of photos. It's hard for me to reconcile that there's a universe out there where she is not my daughter. Giles hesitated, wondering how much he should ask. But if he was here, in this universe, that also had a glory, it stood to reason that this glory wanted the same thing, and they needed to know. Maybe they could even help each other while also finding a way to send Giles back. What about Dawn's mother? He asked other Giles carefully, and then watched as the man reacted. Other Giles tried hard to keep his reaction in check. Giles could see he had perfected it long ago, but he saw the little twitch of his eye, the slight movement of his fingers. She's not in the picture, he said. Perhaps we should talk about this when Dawn is asleep, Giles suggested, wanting to offer the man an opening. Another Giles turned to look at him, studying him again the way he had in the magic box. You know something, he said. Just because something is one way in my world doesn't mean it's the same here, Giles said. But it also does not mean it's different. Other Giles removed his glasses to clean them. It took a long time before slipping them back on. The front garden's a nice place to sit. We won't bother Dawn. Her room is at the back. That sounds good, Giles said. I wouldn't want to bother her. Outside, Giles and other Giles settled themselves in two big wicker chairs covered in pink and purple blankets that obviously belonged to Dawn. The silence stretched between the two men as they sipped their tea, and Giles wondered where to start. How did you just ask someone if their child was really their child, or maybe a special ball of energy that could destroy the universe if it ended up in the wrong hands? Finally, he just blurted it out. You've had Dawn since she was a baby. Other Giles gave him that appraising stare again. Of course I have. We haven't, Giles said. In my world, Dawn wasn't... Well, she wasn't always here. What does that mean? It means the dawn in my world is very special, Giles said carefully, and we are all devoted to protecting her as much as we possibly can. For the moment, the other Giles didn't say anything, and Giles let the silence settle over them. From Glory, other Giles finally said. That's why she's here, isn't she? She's here for Dawn. She's here for a key, Giles said carefully. In my world. I was afraid of that. Other Giles leaned forward and ran his hands through his hair. As he did, Giles could see the fear and worry that had been constant on his own face back in his dimension appear on this Giles's face. I was hoping, other Giles said slowly, that Glory really was a demon, and her appearance was just like any other demon who wants to cause havoc. But it's not, is it? What do you know? Giles asked him. Other Giles sighed. 14 years ago, when I was just barely out of the Watcher Academy, I met a man, a monk, actually. I saw him every day working outside the monastery, and we'd exchange a few words, until one day he grabbed my arm. He was rambling, obviously scared, and told me they needed to do it now because someday she would come and it had to be protected. Other Giles paused, picked up his tea, and sipped. A day later, a baby girl was left outside the Watcher's council office with a note that she was being entrusted to Sir Rupert Giles. He spread his hands. And there you go. A daughter, just like that, Giles said. Other Giles smiled at that, a real smile that made his eyes crinkle. More or less, but it turned out she was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Even better than being a Watcher, although I love my slayers, especially Buffy. She's an impressive girl. But Dawn, he paused again, the smile still on his face as he thought about the girl who had been his daughter for the past 14 years. Dawn is my world. We need to stop Glory, Giles said quietly. In both our worlds, for both our Dawns. Do you know how? Other Giles asked. He looked hopeful, but Giles shook his head, feeling his own frustration wash over him. No, he said. I was hoping you knew. Other Giles tilted his head to the side and picked up his tea again. Abruptly, he put it back down. Wait, maybe I do have something that can help. Other Giles's office was what could only be described as a train wreck, if a train wreck left every piece of debris it had ever touched gathered in one room. Piles of books and papers and what looked like Dawn's elementary school report cards were everywhere. Giles wondered how this Giles was ever able to do any research at all with all this mess. Did being a father leave him no time to be tidy? It was a horrifying thought. Other Giles sifted through it all, obviously looking for something specific, but after every pile he sighed and moved on to the next one. Can I ask what we're looking for? Giles finally asked. Perhaps I could help? Oh, other Giles stood up straight and scratched his head as though he had forgotten Giles was there. A letter, he said. It was with Dawn when she was found that night outside the Watcher's Council. It sounded so much like gibberish that I haven't really thought much of it before tonight, but now I am wondering. He plunged into another pile. Giles looked around and found a stack of papers that he didn't think had been checked, and gingerly started looking through them. How hard could it be? It turned out it could be exhausting work. It was as the sky was beginning to turn shades of pale pink and orange that other Giles called out in triumph. Found it! He said, holding up what had probably once been a white envelope but was now almost completely brown. Inside, the papers were crinkled and coloured with age. But as other Giles removed them from the envelope, Giles could see the faded writing was still legible. Together they read over the letter. Paragraphs about Dawn and how special a child she was and how she must be protected at all costs. About how she could unlock destinies and change lives. Written so sappily and almost euphorically. The Giles could see how other Giles thought it was gibberish. And then towards the end, a small paragraph. She is already here, but in human form. She cannot harm the child now, but she will grow stronger. You need to stop her before then. You need to stop her in her human form. In her human form. Giles felt his eyes widen as the weight of the words hit him. He looked over at the other Giles, who was also staring down at the letter with his mouth open slightly. The two men looked at each other, and Giles could see his own feelings echoed in the man beside him. Glory had a human form, which meant Glory shared a human body with someone. Suddenly it made so much sense. How she could have been here all along without anyone knowing, how she had survived being banished from her own dimension. And all they had to do was find this human form that she shared with someone and stop them. Stop her when she was weak, not when she was strong. It sounded so easy on paper, so simple. Stop someone when they were human. But it wasn't that easy, and Giles wasn't quite sure he was ready to admit to himself what it actually meant. Giles thought of Dawn, his Dawn, Buffy's sister, the girl they both wanted to protect more than anything. And he thought of this Dawn, asleep in her bed, the daughter of this other Giles that could have been him with a simple twist of fate. No, it wasn't going to be easy, he decided, but it wasn't a choice either. He looked up at other Giles. Where do we start?
The end.